Good morning, Scott. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman calling you.
Hi, Scott. I'm Michael Steed. How are you?
Hi, Scott. This is Hillary Scott.
Hey, Scott. David Kenneman from Bonner.
Hi, this is David Lee from Hilton Worship. Hello.
Scott, Toby, man. What's up?
Hey, Scott. This is Blake. I'm in favor.
That was just a great interview. I love listening to your interview, Scott. You really get personal with them, and that's too cool.
Start your day with Scott. Weekday mornings on SOS Radio.
Overcomer releases nationwide on the 23rd and is directed by Alex and Stephen Kendrick. I'm Scott Harrell on SOS Radio. They are the same directors that brought us War Room and Courageous and Fireproof. And Alex is on the phone. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to talk to you.
So you direct the film and you also star in the film. I mean, how tough is that to play both of those roles at the same time? Because it's hard to be two places at the same time.
That's right. You know, it takes a good team around us. So what we do, I put on my director's hat to rehearse, block the scene, make sure the mood of the scene is exactly what we need. And once we rehearse it and get everything set, then I'll put my actor hat on and trust the cast and the crew to get it. And then, of course, we can go back and look at the monitor and see if we need to adjust anything or do it again. Because of the talented team around me, it's more doable.
So in the film, Alex, you played Coach John Harrison, and he's a cross-country coach in this film. He was a basketball coach before that, but did you like running when you were young?
No, not at all, but I became fascinated with cross-country for two reasons. Number one, there's a lot of scriptural parallels when Paul talks about running the race and finishing well. Of course, that's what we want to do in our faith. But also, each of my six kids ran cross-country and did better than I ever imagined, including some state championships. And so when I was watching them run, I got to know the ins and outs of it. And when I saw the correlation to scripture of running, it seemed like a very interesting fit. And so we incorporated that in the film, and I can't wait for people to see that, especially the last 20 minutes of the film, because the last race is a nail-biter.
So you and your brother really have a passion from serving and impacting culture from the city that you live in. And it's not Hollywood. It's not New York City. It is a small town in Georgia, according to a lot of people. But you look at this as a way to impact the culture from your city.
That's exactly right. You know, our pastor once told us that God does big things out of small places. And he gave Nineveh and Bethlehem as examples. And so we never imagined we would be making movies out of such a small town like Albany, Georgia. But God had bigger plans. And as we learned to trust him and walk with him, we've watched him grow this movie ministry. And we would absolutely give him the credit for it.
We're talking to Alex Kendrick today on SOS Radio, and the new movie Overcomer releases on the 23rd. But Alex, discovering our identity in Christ and really embracing that identity is sort of a lifelong journey for a lot of us. It's like a process, but how do we do that mentally? What have you learned?
Most of us put our identity as a teenager and in our early 20s, we would put it in our feelings, our looks, or our friends, maybe our financial situation. Did we come from a good home? And a lot of people today are putting it in their feelings. Well, when we get older, we tend to put our identity in our job. If our job's going well, if we have a title or making good money, that would be the foundation of our identity. But what happens when all that is stripped away? And in this movie, we watch that happen to our main characters when the job and success and even finances are stripped away. Well, who are you then? And what we would say in this film is the creator gets to define his creation. In other words, I don't want to allow my feelings or my money or my status in my employment define who I am. The first piece of my identity must come from what God says about me. When I find my identity in Jesus Christ as a child of God, he is something that never changes. His character is always stable. And so he must be the foundation of who I am. And then I'm a husband, father, and then a filmmaker. So even making this film Overcomer, we had to ask ourselves, if we never make another movie, do we know who we are? And so we grew in our own sense of identity making this film. Today, I would tell people, I first and foremost am a follower of Jesus Christ and a child of God. And then I'm, you know, husband, father, and then way down the list, I am a filmmaker. And so I'm okay if my job changes, because that's not the foundation of my identity. And so I hope that when people see this film, they're really inspired to take a look at their own life and ask themselves, what defines who I am?
So, Alex, how do we transfer that knowledge when we can identify, okay, this is in my brain, but I want to transfer this now to my heart, that I'm a child of the one true King. I'm someone that God's uniquely and wonderfully made, and the way that I look and the way that I am, God likes me this way. How do I transfer that to my heart?
The book of Ephesians is made up of 6 chapters, and this is how Paul told us to do it. The first 3 chapters of Ephesians don't tell us to do anything. He only tells us what to believe. Because once you believe the right thing, then the next 3 chapters of Ephesians, 4, 5, and 6, tell us what to do in light of it. In other words, a lot of people like to point to Ephesians 6, where it talks about putting on the full armor of God, or Ephesians 5, where it talks about marital relationships and other types of relationships. But before you get to those, if you don't know who you are, you're going to struggle. So the first 3 chapters of Ephesians tells us who we are in Christ and who we were before Christ. That outside of Christ, we're children of wrath, we're steeped in sin. But in Christ, we're beloved, sanctified, justified, saved, adopted, chosen. You know, the list is long. And so when you study that, you realize I need to shift my thinking from believing what the world says about me or even believing what my emotions say at any given time. But those are ever-changing things. And so I must shift my foundation to what God says about me. And if he says that I am beloved and forgiven and chosen, than I am. Let me give you a quick example of what that looks like. My 9th grade daughter recently finished her basketball season. She went out for the varsity girls team and made the team, even though there were primarily juniors and seniors in high school on the team. About the 3rd game of the season, the coach saw that she was one of the better ball handlers. She could dribble and shoot really well, so he made her a starter, which means she's one of the first 5 out on the floor. But my daughter struggled with that. She said, but coach, I'm only a freshman. I'm only in 9th grade, and I see other juniors and seniors sitting on the bench. How can you make me a starter? And the coach said, I am the coach. I have the authority to determine who starts and who doesn't. And if I say you're a starter, you're a starter. So in other words, he had the authority to tell her what position she would play. Well, who has the authority to tell us about ourselves? Certainly God, who created us and knows us better than we know ourselves. So when God says, in Christ you are forgiven, in Christ you are loved, in Christ you are redeemed, then it's true, whether we feel like it or not. And so we have to learn how to embrace that and then live it out, as Ephesians chapter 1, 2, and 3 say.
We're talking to Alex Kendrick today at SWS Radio, and he stars in the new movie Overcomer, releases on the 23rd. And Alex, culture loves to tell us who we are, or we can and can't do, or where our limitations are. And this is a story about a girl who wants to run cross country. It's just something that she's gone through in her past, or there's some troubled things that she's trying to flesh out, and running just gives her a little bit of peace. But when you have asthma, running a long distance is not an easy thing, right? So you try to push the mute button on culture when all the voices are telling you who you're supposed to be or what you can and can't do. You try to turn the volume up on what God's trying to communicate, and you play a coach who's really trying to instill that in her and pull that out.
Yes, that's exactly right. And by the end of the film, I think people will see the journey conclude where Hannah, the runner, learns a lot about herself and what God thinks about her. In like manner, the coach learns about what he should put the foundation of his identity in. And I think people are going to leave the theater asking themselves the right questions. What have I allowed to define me? Again, this is what I want to say about this film. It's not just a lesson. It's entertaining. It's got humor in it. It's got excitement in it. It's got some twist at the end. And I can't wait for people to watch it, because not only do I think it's going to inspire them, but I also think that it's going to entertain them, and it's going to be a great ride as a movie. So when it comes out August 23rd, I hope people will go support it and check it out. I think it's going to be the type of movie they would recommend to their friends.
Overcomer is an interesting word. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking to Alex Kendrick. He's actually in the new movie Overcomer, where he directs that and also stars as Coach John Harrison. But when you think about the word overcomer, you think about adversity, you think about the odds, you think about the voices of culture. But what have you learned about being an overcomer in your own life before you started starring in movies?
Well, I learned that, like many men, I hoped to find success in my work. And I soon learned that even though that's a good thing, that that can't be what drives me. My ambition can't be what drives me. It must be my relationship with the Lord, how he's designed me and what he's giving me the assignment to do. So I've learned to stay in my lane, not try to be somebody that I'm not, but be the best version of myself that I can be. So I've embraced what God says about me, that I'm a child of God, that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and that he's wired me to tell stories, hopefully that draw people to a closer walk with him. And I hope in whatever circumstance that your listeners are in, that they will ask themselves, what have I allowed to define me? You know, is my the foundation of my identity in something solid like the Word of God or what God says about me, or is it in something that's changing? And hopefully that they'll be drawn to a closer walk with God as a result of watching the film Overcomer. And we actually have some books as well. We have a book called Defined, Who God Says You Are, that I think explores that a lot. And if people want to check that out, they can go to really wherever books are sold. That's called Define Who God Says You Are. It's coming out in conjunction with the movie. And again, our desire is to help people go deeper with an understanding of their identity in Christ.
We're talking to Alex Kendrick from the new movie Overcomer. It releases on the 23rd. Thanks for calling in today, Alex.
God bless you. Great to talk to you, Scott.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.